Camel Country 107.9. We are Maria and Chad.
Good morning, William.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I wanted to spotlight your accomplishment. You walked across America.
I did. It's hard to believe sometimes.
How many miles is that?
I calculated about 3,300 miles from my hometown in Newburyport, Massachusetts to San Diego.
Wow, and took 109 days.
109 days, yes. I averaged about 33 miles a day, and I took advantage early because in New England it was cool days and long days, and some days I could actually walk 40, 50 miles a day.
So you don't just roll out of bed and say, hey, I'm walking across America today. So what motivated you to plan such an endeavor to do this?
Well, last summer I had the privilege of running a state park for California. On Malibu Beach, and I created three spots for homeless folks, and they all were veterans, and sitting at the picnic table every day, listening to their stories about lost hopes, suicidal ideation, drugs and alcohol use, and not getting the services that they needed. I decided that I could do something about it if I started walking across America to ignite some spirit conversation and activation toward policy changes that could help veterans in this country.
So with walking, you were hoping to raise awareness, get people's attention. The biggest question is, where did you sleep?
Well, initially I slept behind churches and city parks, anywhere I could, and fields, but it became a fairly interesting story nationwide, and from that point on, people would want to house me in their homes or put me up for the night, and that message went forward to the next town. I found one thing for sure, folks, that America loves veterans, and when you start advocating for veterans, they come out of the woodwork to support you.
So do you think your goal of bringing awareness to our veterans and some of their troubles they're going through, do you think that message got out?
I think it got out. You know, I think that everybody has this ability to make changes in the country. It's like throwing a pebble into a lake. It sends ripples out. So in many ways, I do think that it made a difference. And my work's not over. I will continue to advocate and develop a nonprofit organization to support homeless veterans.
That's incredible, William. Maria and Chad, do you want to hear something really cute?
Yeah.
Sure.
So at the very last mile that William was walking, his wife was there with a sign that said, what did the sign say, William?
She said, it's your last mile. Slow down, honey.
Well, have you walked anywhere since this happened? I mean, you just probably take a car everywhere now, huh?
Well, I live in an area that is just lovely to walk. I walked already 20 miles today because it's something that I enjoy, and I have the time to do it, and it's good for my body, and it's good for my mental health to be thinking and to reflect upon my life. And it's just my nature to be active and not one to sit behind a car and or sit in front of a television.
Well, and one thing I think we need to mention or let our Camel Nation know is that William is 71 years old. He walked across America and he's 71 years old. And I know some of us have a hard enough time, you know, walking from the shaded parking spot here in the valley to the grocery store.
Well, your state did me in, folks. I'm telling you, being from New England, we'd never have temperatures at 100. And I walked 8 days in a row, and it got to be 112, 114. That was the toughest part of my trip, going through southern Arizona and California. And I don't know how you folks do it. You must be a lot stronger than I am, but boy, you about melted me.
Well, how we do it is we don't walk across the state. We stay in air-conditioned studios and talk to great people like you. William, thank you so much for telling your story. If people want to learn more, your website is vetsdontforgetvets.com if people want to get involved in your cause.
Well, that'd be nice, and I'd love to have people reach out to me in any way that they can, because my work is not done, and I really appreciate that you reached out to me, because obviously it means that you care about veterans.
Well, thank you, William, and thank you for your service, sir.
Thank you very much for calling. Have a great day.